The housing market has gained steam this year, and the healthier market in 2012 brought more investors to the table, flipping homes after some quick renovations. That can be positive, but can also be a reason for you to be cautious if you're looking for a new home. Eldad Moraro of Long & Foster joins us now. And Eldad, as we see more of the mom-and-pop or small-time investors renovating and flipping homes, what do you tell clients thinking about buying these homes?
Well, what I tell them is that while these homes can look incredibly beautiful and have all the upgrades that they're looking for, they need to be extra vigilant when inspecting these homes and making sure that the work was performed well, of high quality, and to code.
So how do you make sure of all that? I mean, you can't just look at the walls because you can't see what's behind them.
Right. So the home inspection, while always important, becomes even more important. So first of all, you got to get a really good inspector to do the inspection. And usually when an inspector starts out, he says to you, this is what I'm going to do. And then they usually ask, is there anything of particular concern you want me to pay attention to? And you can tell them, look, this is a home that was recently renovated. I'm very concerned about the quality of the work. You know, the things that I can't see, can we pay extra attention to that? And they will.
So often, though, the recently renovated is a plus side for the sellers, and they're advertising that. Is there a way to kind of learn more about those investors and whether they might be on the more honest side or the less honest side?
Yeah, so that's kind of tough, especially now with the market being as active as it is. Sometimes you might not have a lot of time to really research the home before maybe it goes under contract. But if you can, what you should try to do is ask the questions. You know, how many homes has this person, this company, done in the past year? Was it one? Was it 50? And then maybe even ask for some references. So maybe talk to an owner of one of the homes that this investor worked with and see what their experience has been like over the first 6 months of ownership or what have you.
So as we look back at 2012 overall, what do you think of the local housing market this past year, and what can we expect over the next year?
Well, 2012 ended up being a very strong year. It kept accelerating and getting stronger throughout the year. I think that momentum is going to carry through to 2013. And, you know, unless some strange things happen the next few weeks, I think we will see locally in the D.C. area a very strong 2013 for the real estate market.
All right, Eldad Moraro of Long & Foster, thanks for being with us this morning.